Hi, friends. CJ here once again. Thank you guys for tuning in for this, the last episode of the Tomb of Horrors. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get right into the action to where our friends live, die, rejoice, mourn, and many other things. So, without further ado, let us play the theme music and then part the veil of reality.
Yes, this wall.
Yeah, that wall.
Cool.
Well then.
You guys are better at this Tomb of Horrors thing that I gave you guys credit for. accidentally completing all of the things. All right. So in an aspect of time, all right, I'm gonna grab you guys here. You guys surely make some perception rolls and make sure nothing is gonna kill you in the hallway. Spoiler alert, nothing kills you in the hallway. So I'm gonna take you guys, I'm gonna move you into a marching order that I know you guys can get into. We're just going to move you up to the closest corridor that splits off into four different directions.
Okay, then.
So, yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to speed this up a little bit.
No worries.
So you have the four cardinal directions, north, south, east, west. West is the way you came from.
Well, any of those hallways going to kill us?
24 on perception. It does not appear anything is going to kill you.
Okay, do we still have the key, or was it exclusively for opening up that previous section?
Do we still have the key?
Yes.
Okay, does it seem to particularly resonate in my affected hand, in any particular direction?
No.
Yeah, so...
Still just tingles. Like, it tingles more now than it did before.
So I'm going to be a little bit of investigative here. And since nothing in the halls...
He disappears.
Ooh, fun.
Hey, what?
He disappears.
Well, shit.
Where does it land you? It lands you right there. Gotta do this carefully so you don't see anything you're not supposed to see.
I'm going to move up in front of
everyone. I see brown. A lot of brown.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that spot.
All right. When she steps into that spot, she disappears.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to jump in there, too.
You disappear.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Is Pick in the same place as us?
Yeah, I'm moving you there.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I was trying to see what Rachel was doing before I did anything, because moving people is hard sometimes.
Whoa!
Exactly, because I really don't want you seeing things. But you're not supposed...
I temporarily went to the rave.
All right, Rachel, I think you're muted.
No, I'm not muted.
Okay, what do you do? Your friends just disappeared after walking into that hallway.
Well, why the fuck not? Let's go! We don't separate the party.
It was actually an incredibly good idea. All right, so... now, when you all hear this... When you all enter this room, you all hear this as you enter.
Speech bubble.
This is in your heads as you hear this. As you enter. You who dared to violate my tomb now pay the price. Stay here and die slowly of starvation, or open and enter the door to the south, where certain but quick death awaits. Whatever you choose, choose quickly, and know that I, Asarak the Eternal, watch and laugh at your puny attempts, and enjoy your death throes.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't like slow death.
Yeah, no, I've always been a rush headlong kind of guy myself. I don't like the options he's giving us, though, so I'm going to look for a different option.
There's a door to yourself, that he said. As you guys stand here longer and longer, and I'm going to keep an internal counter, it starts to feel more and more like time is passing very quickly in this room.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the idea of staying around here too much. So,
let's GTFO.
Advantage in looking for any secret doors. Does a nat 20 get us anything?
There's a door.
Is that door?
Yeah, your beard is growing fast.
Whoop.
which means my hair looks great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go up to the door.
All right, you enter a door. You no longer feel the rush of age on you, but you're in a little hallway now, and there's a door. There's another door to the south.
Yeah.
All right, and when you enter that door to the south, three swords jump off the wall and stab into you.
Into who?
I wasn't trying to run through the door, but I didn't realize the next room was going to be so small. But you're fine. I welcome these sword overlords with open arms. No, I'm kidding.
Where's my lair? They're on a different lair. They're on my rave lair. Hold on.
They're on my rave lair. Dexterity save at all, or?
Nope, surprise round. And token lair, and token lair. I'm going to move you guys to temporary battle location. Dun, 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 dun. Why the
range other?
I will say, lighting effects on this particular room.
Yeah, they're a little weird. All right,
I found the DM's rave room.
You are, in fact, in the DM's rave room. All right, so yeah, two swords jump as you open the second door. Two swords jump off the wall and slam into you.
Oh,
and they are going to do some damage. Don't know how much damage yet. We're going to get there because I have to pull up character sheets. Bloop. All right. So does a that's a nat one. It crashes into the ground. It sticks into the ground. The first one does.
Yay.
Second one is a nat 20.
Oh.
It's 14 slashing damage.
Ow.
And then a shield also rushes off of the wall and smashes into your face.
God damn it, Goofy.
Basically. And can't push you, so it doesn't do anything. It slams into your face, decidedly.
Hey, you have a shield now.
It does not appear to want to be grabbed. All right, so let's go ahead and do some initiative.
Dun, dun, dun.
You guys now have to kill swords.
Dun, 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 dun. I blame the shield.
The shield did its job.
Oh, CJ, did you see what I wrote?
No, what did you write?
Dang it. I didn't have my character selected. Do you want me to tell you what I wrote, or you want me to read?
Oh, no, you're in there. He rolled you correctly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you rolled you a 19. Fine, I'll fix it. Goes there.
I know, that was, you just augmented Zaryath's initiative. It didn't properly account for Raul's because he didn't have his character selected.
Oh, yeah.
If I select mine, can you...
I'll add you. I gotcha.
Okay.
Maybe. add turn and put you at a 19. And then I have to roll the swords. Roll really poorly because they're swords.
Aegislash takes offense to this.
Right. All right. So, Denshan, you are up. By the way, you cannot move in this. How you are is how you are. So, rogue tank, go.
Can I slash at the sword?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to use my...
I'm going to tell you right now, the one that is now marked with a little whirlwind, which is your left one, is the one that was buried. It is now stuck into the ground trying to get itself out. You would have advantage against it.
Okay.
Because it's technically prone.
All right, I'm going to use a short sword.
All right, you stab the sword.
Hot sword on sword action.
All right. That's it on that one. Bonus action?
Can I try and, kick the hilt to try and snap the sword?
No. It's prone. It's not knocked out. Toriana!
I'm going to poke it with my spear.
You are too far away to poke it with your spear.
Well, fuck. I can't do anything then.
Heal me!
Oh, yeah. I should probably heal him.
Rogue tank, go!
There it is. I knew there was something like that.
Zach. Deciding which one I want to kill. Kill you with. Yeah, that one.
She takes off her mask with the semi-lich all the time!
You're welcome. You know, for a spell called Lesser Restoration, it doesn't restore a damn thing.
No, it restores broken things, which is a good thing here in this place.
He doesn't need to be restored right now. He needs to be healed.
Yes. Thusly, you would use things that have cure in them. Also, that's your status effect, cure. So It's more of the heal instead of the cure.
Well, then it shouldn't be called. Oh, yeah, whatever.
All right. 1d8 plus spellcasting.
Damn it.
1d8 plus 4.
I wasn't.
I know.
I'm going to throw something at you.
That'd be funny. His wall smashes in. The funny thing is, considering you have like many piles of pop vinyls next to me, like it would just smash it. I'd be pelted all
bang on this wall hard enough. Don't even.
You made these shells very well. All right, so you regain 6 hit points.
Better.
All right.
But not great.
Flying shield is going to ram into you and attempt to, well, it's more so going to try and trip you.
Tripped by a shield.
So, and you're going to be able to jump over it easily. Because give me a dex save, rogue dex-based person. Yeah, there you go. You just had to beat the strength. All right. Yep, you are not tripped.
Yay.
Darius!
Okay. So, was the sword? Are both of the swords still up?
Yes.
Okay.
The Whirlywindy one is stuck in the ground currently, so you have advantage on it for things, but they are both still there.
Raul did because he is attacking in melee. She would have disadvantage on that one because she is trying to attempt a prone thing with range.
Okay. So I was looking for this in the other battle and couldn't find it, but because I'm a Valor Bard, I can actually attack twice.
There you go. That is with your melee attacks. Unless you have a bow and arrow or something like that, you can't really do anything with that.
Well, I mean, I can throw my dagger, mage hand it back to me, and then throw it again, can't I?
I'll allow it.
Okay, I'm going to do that. So,
I'm guessing attack. On the one that you don't have disadvantage on?
Correct. So, okay.
The right
one. This one.
That one.
Attack, yes. Attack one.
11. Nimbly dodges.
Damn it. Alrighty. Mage hand dagger back to me. Throw it again.
Nimbly dodges.
Woohoo!
I mean, at least it looked cool.
Yes. You threw a dagger twice at a sword. Pick! You're up.
Ow! Alright. Well, not that it's really going to matter too terribly much, but I suppose I'll attack the prone one with my rapier.
There you go. Oh, jeez. Critical hits! Drink! All right, give me some damage. Good job rolling minimum on your crit die.
Right.
10 damage. All right.
Would it be 20 damage? You can't
sneak attack on a sword, can you?
You have advantage on it, so yeah, you can.
Oh, they changed that for this edition?
Yes. It's pretty much any time that you have an advantage on an attack.
Oh, fucking hell. That makes me less useless than I thought in this dungeon. At least as far as the combat things are concerned. I'm like, oh, we're going to be fighting mostly undead. I'm a rogue. I'm going to be fucking useless.
Hey, CJ, doesn't crit do double damage?
No, it's a crit die that he got. It's going to do double the crit die, so it's going to do an extra damage.
Oh, okay.
So, I did not double the crit die. My bad. Oh, Jesus.
What is that?
You swirly stab the sword, and it snaps in half.
Woohoo!
Vengeance.
Vengeance against the one that did nothing to you. Oh, crap.
That's how the best vengeance works.
Jesus. Oh. Re-edit to initiative because I did a stupid thing. Thankfully, I know what I rolled.
Where the hell is it? So can I use my fast hands as a rogue to pop a healing potion real quick with my cunning action?
If it's a bonus action, yeah, sure. Go for it.
Bonus action. 2d4 plus 4.
Glug. Quick draw. Good job.
Strictly average, but hey, it's more HP than I had seconds ago.
8 HP is 8 HP, considering this sword's about to attack you.
What? How much HP do you have right now?
I'm back up to 33 now, but I was down to 19.
Oof, sorry.
Flying sword slash! And gonna bury itself into the fucking ground! It got angry that its brother died, and it's gonna just try and attack you, and here, you know what? I'm actually going to do a thing. It flies right through you and stabs itself into the wall next to you.
I approve.
Blind. It was blind with rage.
Yes, the sword was blind with rage. All right, Raul, your turn.
Oh, great. Smash it with the short sword.
You hit it, dealing 6 damage. All right.
And that's all I can do. I can't move.
Toriana, it is now your turn.
Where did said stupid sword go?
It's now to the left of Pick.
Right here.
You said it was in the wall. You lied.
It isn't a wall.
Temporary battle location.
Yeah, temporary battle location. Cutscene happened. Now you guys are fighting, strangely enough, side by side with a white line separating the two of you.
And we're all kind of bouncing back and forth.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
So can I dump a potion of healing on Pick?
Are you throwing a potion at him?
I'm going to throw a potion at him.
Give me a dex save!
Can I duck to make it easier?
No. I mean, thematically, yes, but if she botches, it's going to be hilarious.
I have to throw the dex save?
Yep, dex save.
Oh, we're fucked.
Who does it hit?
I ping a potion of healing on your head.
Okay, so, Zarius, she's like, duck, and you attempt to duck, and she forgets to let it go and just, like, smashes it into the back of your head.
Ow.
Go ahead and roll the healing damage, but just take the 2d4.
Because the plus 4 is the shards of glass.
Yeah, you took four potion upside the face damage.
So do I gain 5? I gain 5 health?
You gain 5 hit points, yes.
Ooh. Well, thanks.
Because, I mean, I can't do too bad on that one, because it is, you know, she's trying to do something nice.
I was having a blonde moment.
Duck! Whack! Quack! All right, Flying Shield is again going to attempt to trip you. Jesus Christ. All right, roll deck save.
Who?
Josh. He's fine. The shield is just kind of making you do jump ropes.
Can he surf on it?
Skip it.
Bop it.
Twist it.
All right, Zarya, you have a headache and also feel slightly better, but the headache is there.
Okay. Do I feel well enough to attack normally?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to mage hand my knife back to me and go ahead and try to throw it again. And wait, no, I have disadvantage against it. Damn it.
There's a shield there you could try and throw it at.
Yeah. Throw it at the shield.
Throw it at the shield. Miss!
All right. How many times can I mage hand in a turn?
It's a cantrip and a bonus action. So, I mean, technically, thematically speaking, you attack twice with your attack action.
Okay.
So, technically, you're just using your cantrip twice since you don't have a move. You're using your bonus action twice.
Okay.
So you're sacrificing your movements, your move action for a bonus action.
And she crits with the second one.
Ah! All right, give me some dagger damage. Good job.
Wee.
Double the crit dice. All right. Pick your up. There's that sword trying to struggle out of the wall next to you.
Oh, I'll attempt to end its struggles.
All right. Just remember you have... you're going to miss... Oh, wait, no. Yep, you still miss.
Even with advantage?
Even with advantage.
Ah, it's a nimble sword.
It is a nimble sword. No. There's no flat-footed in this game, so I can't give you anything else.
Right. That's understandable. And I can't move anywhere, right?
There's a door to your south, but you are blocked by a shield.
A shield with a paint chip in it now.
Yes.
There's not a whole lot I can do.
Yep. All right.
There's no defensive actions or anything like that. So nope. I'll just continue standing here and soaking up all of the hate like I'm some kind of goddamn tank. All
right. The sword is going to unbury itself and attempt to slice you again. Hey, it actually gonna not roll a nat 1. Does a 16 hit you?
It does not.
All right. It did. It's not a nat 1. I don't care. All right, I'm going to clear the whirlwind, and
the next,
Den.
Okay. All right, I'm going to attack the sword again.
Swing. Nimbly dodges.
Don't I have a double attack, or is that just with range?
You have not been taking advantage of. Nimbly dodge. Wait, hold on. 1 second. That hits. Yeah, it just kind of spoiled its AC for you guys. Just saying.
Yeah.
Tree damage.
Right. Tree damage to the sword. All right, Tori. All right, Rachel, since you're having some struggle on this one, I'm actually going to give you a little bit of a hint. You can wild shape into something tiny and assume the same square as somebody else. So if you take the form of a small creature, you still get its attack. So if you transform into a cat, which is a tiny creature, you can kind of scurry your way up there and claw at a sword at least.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so...
I'll share the space with the giddy giddy.
All right, so I'm going to just put you right next to him, assume that you are sharing the same square, but that's
cat bros. lose.
That's a logistical nightmare. All right. So as a cat, basically you are going to roll me a, I think it's just a straight 1d20. Hold on. Cat. All right. Assuming, of course, you want to be a cat. I don't want to put you into anything. You could be any tiny creature.
I'll be a cat.
All right. So your AC is now 12. Your HP is now 2. And your cat attack is just rolled the 1d20.
Cat scratch.
Sweet!
There you go. You hit. You deal 1 damage.
Oh, that's got to be a terrible sound, though. Cat claws on metal. It's more damaging to our ears than it is the sword.
Sorry, guys.
Flying Shield is going to attempt to trip you again because that's literally its only action. Hey, it's higher. Roll me a dexterity save. Hey, it trips you. It catches you right on the tip of your leg and just kind of trips you to the ground.
Yay.
You're going to take 2 damage.
Ow. Well,
2 shame damage for being tripped by a shield. The down... You are prone, so I'm going to give you the same one as the other ones. You are now whirlwinded.
Woohoo!
All right, Zarius.
Alrighty, let's
dagger,
try.
Dagger hand?
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide which one I want to go after.
Dagger hand.
I mean, now you don't have any disadvantage on any of them, so just straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to go against the sword.
All right, miss and hit.
Wait.
All right, pick.
See, I'm prone, so
movement action.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I can really go too much else of anywhere.
Okay, movement action, stand up. Hey, I didn't say it was effective. I'm just saying it's doing its damn job.
Yeah. Yep. And I will attack the
one job is to guard that door.
I will attack that sword again.
All right, it hits. Don't even bother. It's you're gonna slice it.
It's dead.
Yeah, it had 1 hit point left. And when you slice the sword, there seems to be some kind of energy that separates in the room, and the shield falls to the ground.
Huh. They were a pair.
Cling, 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 cling.
Can we pick the shield up, or did the shield just fall apart?
It is a mundane shield. So if you want the shield, certainly.
Nah, it'll just slow me down.
All right. Now, okay, again, because we're running late, and this is going to take forever. All right, so here's what happens. I'm going to say Toriana stays a cat and stays on Dishar because railroading. You guys enter into the great pillared room that you guys heard about earlier and do some investigating and notice that there is a throne that one would assume the Demilic sits on. You investigate the room, do your sniffy sniffy thing. And I'm saying this because there are no traps in this room, actually.
If there were, I would find them.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Pick, at this point, when you get close enough to the throne, the 2 keys that you've been holding now both begin to resonate in different colors. They glow brown, red, blue, brown, red, blue, orange, green. And as both of them turn green, the throne slides to the side, opening up a secret door behind it.
Excellent.
As you guys get into there... There is a staircase with that same pattern on it, and now the key is vibrating like absolute craziness.
We're going to save that for later.
We're in the rave room.
Yes. And you guys climb the stairs. Again, there's no traps in here. And again, if you did, between the 4 of you, you'd find them. Because at this point, it becomes more of a traditional dungeon as opposed to trying to kill you with shenanigans. So you guys climb to the top, and as you guys climb to the top of these stairs after investigating and doing all of your shenanigans, the 2 keys begin to fuse into 1 larger key that looks like the sigil on the door in front of you. You open the sigil on the door in front of you. It opens automatically as you get closer to it, putting you into a room absolutely filled with treasures.
Like, this smells like a trap.
Glittering, glowing... Full of treasures.
It's shiny like a treasure from a sunken pirate ship.
And now I'm going to let you guys continue your own thing because, yeah, you have decisions to make.
Yes, we do.
You want to play with the shinies?
Don't touch anything.
Yeah.
I never said I was going to play with the shinies. I said I wanted to play with the shinies.
Where's my layers? Is that my layer? Is that my lair? That's my lair. Oh, dear God.
I know better than to touch shinies.
All right. Let me pull up the room that you guys are in. So, the imposing chamber has a silvered ceiling, just as the foyer has. It is so brightly illuminated by reflected light. The walls are ivory and gold inlaid. The floor is polished agate. In each corner of the room stands a black iron, easily 9 feet tall. That to the northeast stands a sawtoothed, two-handed sword raised to strike. That to the northwest has a huge spike-ended mace. That to the southeast holds a wickedly spiked morning star. And the one to the southwest has a volk. Near the center of the room is a large bronze urn filled with gold. A thin stream of smoke issues from tiny vents to the sides of it. On the southern wall stands a granite sarcophagus that appears to be damaged. The sarcophagus are two massive iron chests. Rachel and Carrie, and also kind of Raul, when you guys step into this room, you feel your magic leave you.
Shit, it's not good.
All of a sudden, there is now a person who was on top of a cat, and now there was a cat on top of a cat, and now there's a person on top of a cat.
Sorry, kitty.
It's crush.
So, really? Okay, sure. That's quite easy. Josh, hey, there's another cracked wall to the northwest behind that two-handed sword.
We are going to make our way over there and investigate that.
But all the rest of it seems pretty chesty.
Yeah, for once in his life, Hick is suspicious of the piles of treasure.
So much treasure.
It's beautiful, but there will be time for it while we're still alive later.
So much treasure.
Let's investigate that crack in the wall.
All right, give me another perception.
Do, do, do. Boop.
Oh, Jesus.
what?
As you get closer to it, the sigil that is now the two keys put together snaps open in another door. And from that...
CJ Arcana, check on it too.
Yeah, it's evil.
Okay.
Out of that comes a black mist. And it fills the room, revealing it for what it actually is. Which, see an urn of a defeated Ifriti in the middle of it. Now you guys have your magic back, by the way. By the way, Rachel, you couldn't have, before he opened it, you couldn't have Arcana'd it. You had no
gotcha.
Magic. It was completely 100% stripped of you. So, a Ifriti corpse falls to the ground, and it begins to swirl with black magic. And you guys are thusly teleported back to the previous room.
Great.
However, it looks a lot different this time around. You guys can move your characters north until you get into the rave room, please, because I'm on a different layer and I have to do shenanigans.
The stair rave room or the
pillar rave room?
Bunch of columns rave room. Yep.
And move yourself.
God.
The
where?
No, the middle of the room.
Okay. Middle of the room, you said?
Middle of the room.
All right.
And as you turn around trying to figure out what happened, a floating skull is now on top of the throne. And it begins to talk. The sigil that you had now begins to burn in your hands and float towards the skull.
Ow, 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 ow.
Dragging you with it.
Let go.
You cannot.
I knew this was going to happen. Curse my sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Yeah. So, as you get closer and closer, hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter, and you are going to get within nice melee striking distance of this guy, and he's going to cast a massive explosion at you.
So, right by there.
And it is going to link to each of you.
Kerchow.
All right. So, everybody give me a constitution saving throw, please.
Favorite. Perfect.
Josh, you die.
Yay.
As you get closer to him, he sucks your very soul into him. Raul and Rachel, Please note that your HP is now 20 less than what it was before, and that is maximum HP. And you also take...
So wait, we lose 20.
20 maximum HP, and you guys are going to take 12 necrotic damage. With the 20 down and 12 necrotic damage, does that bring either of you, either Raul or Rachel, to zero?
No. So it brings us to a max HP of 20.
No, your maximum HP drops 20. So if you were at any point where you are above that, like if you have 36 hit points for your maximum, for example, your now maximum hit points is now 16.
Okay, I'm at 67 max hit points, and I'm currently at 44 hit points.
So your maximum hit points is now 45 or 47, and you took 12 damage.
No. It came down. I was at 87.
Oh, yeah, tough. Yay.
Oh, okay.
And he kind of coughs a little bit, and so you figured out my traps. You played my game. This was brilliant of you. Thank you. It's been so long since I've had a good meal. Allow me to properly introduce myself. I, of course, am Osirok the Eternal. It is a pleasure to meet you. Now, I offer you a few choices. I allow you to turn your back onto me and attempt to flee. I allow you to attempt to defeat me in my own parlor. I allow you to join me, as your friend just did. Or I allow you to all just become ash to feed me.
I'm not a fan of any of those options.
Well, my friend, it is not as though I've given you much of a choice. I do applaud you for arriving. Your friend who seemed to figure out the nice way through all of my traps. Well, there's a reason why spiders allow themselves to be trapped in corners.
Because they like to get stomped on?
And you of all people should know that, Druid.
Can't say arachnids are my favorite things to turn into.
Bard, wouldn't you like to sing one more time to the Legion of my demons?
Yeah, fuck you, buddy.
Desha, my friend, I've seen the darkness in your heart. I can award you handsomely.
Dash!
And for you, my friend, I would even allow you to keep most of your body and allow you to roam the material plane.
I'll tell you, he won't let you keep your pecker.
As
you tend to like licking that, my friend.
As part of the armies that I wish to bring upon this world, you would be one of my generals. You would even be allowed to keep your soul.
He's lying.
Yeah, don't fall for that.
Tell ya, you like to clean yourself down there like it's a vacation, dude. He's not going to let you keep it.
He opens his mouth, and you see in front of you, you dressed in this golden-lined hide armor with this massive great bow that you can feel energy resonating from. And in your head, you see yourself hunting great beasts, bringing them down shot after shot after shot.
Don't do it.
Wherever you go, people applaud your name, though the fear in them that you feel is culpable.
I pull my bow out. I start aiming it at the skull, and then
best choice.
I do a 90-degree turn at the bard.
Excellent. I figured after you threw her down the stairs earlier that I would be able to persuade you. Now loose your bow and gain ultimate power.
Can I just, like, quite literally kick him in the ass?
All right. Does an 18 hit you, Zarioth?
Pretty sure it does. Yep.
All right. As he lets loose this bow. By the way, I think Raul just figured out something that I said earlier. The trick behind this. As he lets loose his bow, the skull just... Ha! 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 And a black arrow erupts from it. Nope, that's the wrong one. You take 14 necrotic damage. Your maximum hit points are reduced by 10. And you are poisoned.
Lovely.
Poisoned is every turn... You take 5 points of damage. All right, and now we're going to get into initiative.
Okay, yeah, that was the initial strike, right?
Yes, that was him tricking him, you falling into his trap. Hey, this is what happens with higher level characters. They get all sorts of craziness when you trigger their traps. up to it, including literally just killing people, because fuck you, that's why. Sorry, you rolled a nat one on something that literally was determining you living or dying.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, con's my shit save, so.
Yeah, you do so well every other tie. When it counts, you lose. This is how Raoul turned into the ultimate evil in our full game.
I mean, I probably would have failed that if I even had rolled well, so.
Well, if you would have, I mean, you rolling it, you would have, even if you would have failed it, you would have only been hit with the negative 20 HP and the 12 damage. All right, so Zarius with the nat 20 is going to go first, because that's how my house rules roll.
Okay.
So even though you are technically below Osirok's energy or initiative, you rolled a nat 20, you always go top of the round.
Okay. Question, am I able to reincarnate?
He has no body.
Oh, damn
His soul got trapped literally within him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I saw that coming. I mean, there's always stipulations to resurrection magic about getting your soul ripped out, so.
Yeah, that is an absolute soul, and the ability is literally drain soul. So that's what you nat one against was drain soul. So
okay, well, I'm going to restoration and get rid of this.
Okay, for the record, I'm gonna go back for a second. If you lost 80 maximum hit points and took 24 damage, would you not hit zero?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I don't even have 80.
All right. So yeah. So I apologize for that, but there's if you were a barbarian or something like that, there's a chance you could have been able to succeed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have 53 max, so that would have put me at negative 17 max hit points.
And then took another took another 24 damage. So, yeah, you got your soul ripped out.
That's cool.
All right. So, Zarius.
Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna restoration and... Wait, no. Yeah, poison. I'm going to get rid of my poison.
All right.
And as a... bonus action.
Just
I'm going.
Each of these pillars isn't actually a pillar, so if you were to hide from like Dashar or Osirok, then those would provide cover for you.
Their line of
sight. Osirok is here.
Osirok is on the throne.
Okay. Oh, there he is. The rave room was casting a shadow. Okay,
yeah,
so I'm
gonna
here.
This in the regular game anymore. Like I like the dynamic lighting, and for this one, it was fun. But yeah.
I'm going to inspire Toriana.
All right. So yeah, Toriana, you now have Bardic Inspiration.
Yay.
Osirok's turn. All right. So he is going to teleport. Where's my ruler? There's my ruler. All right. He's going to teleport right. Nope. That's still my ruler. There. And let out a horrifying scream. This howl literally rattles Zarius and Tori to their very beings. Give me a constitution save. Rachel, I'm going to tell you that right now you are going to want to roll your d10 to get above that.
Yeah.
So give me a d10. So 7 plus. All right. You both are frightened until the end of your next turn. Frightened is basically you have no actions.
Wait.
Densha! Remove her!
Yep, I'm gonna let loose my bow once again.
All right.
19? Yeah, it hits.
No, you don't do 8 damage.
Oh.
I have special rolls for you.
Ah.
Since you took the Demilica's gift. All right. Take 15 damage. Max HP reduced by 10. Poisoned.
Do I get my second attack or no?
Yes, you do.
Well, I roll so much better when I'm... the villain,
well,
don't
you're
I?
The bad guys. All right, so 11 necrotic damage, an additional 10 to HP reduced, and you can't be double poisoned. So, you know. All right, Toriana. Oh yeah, you're frightened.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit here.
Zarius is frightened as well. I'm gonna roll me a D6 for recharging. No recharge. So.
Does that mean you don't recharge or you don't need to recharge?
I don't recharge that ability. I don't recharge my health. However, now two green tendrils are going to reach out to both of you, Zarius and Toriana, and you guys are going to give me a constitution save. Nicely done, both of you. Rachel, you did not succeed, however, so you're going to take 21 necrotic damage, and he would heal 21 necrotic, but, you know, and I'm going to say you completely, since that's a nat 20, you You don't feel any siphoning from it, Zaryath.
Wait.
All right, Danshar.
Once more with the bow, 18.
Yep.
11 necrotic damage. Max HP once again dropped by 10.
Yeah, I'm at zero.
All right. As it strikes her, her body obliterates. And then, Char, you actually feel energy go into you at this point from that. You are going to get advantage on all of your attacks as your bow grows into a necrotic, like a twisted wooden black oak bow. And you can feel the energy just pouring into you.
Nice. I'm going to use my second shot at Toriana.
All right. 24 hit you, Toriana.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 13 necrotic damage. HP dropped by 10. You are poisoned. It is your turn.
1 second. So we are technically good guys.
Yes. Well, he's not anymore. Denshar at this point got his alignment ripped absolutely to chaotic evil.
Come at me, druid.
You know what? I will come to you.
Asarak does not take an attack of opportunity against you.
So all of my friends' bodies have exploded, yes?
Yes. I can give you the opportunity to join me once again. You can control nature to its fullest extent. Manipulate every being to your desires. I can turn you into a goddess of what you protect. You can remove all semblance of civilization from this pathetic world with your powers.
I'm not going to even entertain your offer. I know my demise is there anyway, whether it's serving you or dying.
The opportunity is there. I will not harm you. As you can see, I've already granted your former friend immense power. Yours would be unique in that your powers would not really change that much, just become more destructive to those who would harm nature as it is anyway. I personally have no desire to harm anything to do with this realm's great beauty.
I turn my face away from Anorak, lay one hand on Denshar, cure wounds.
All right.
I hold no ill will towards you.
All right. Asarak is now going to just come up behind you.
And I'm gone. I realize that.
And is going to attempt to, he's going to like bite his, he's going to bite himself into you. Give me a charisma saving throw. Yeah, when he bites into you, you absolutely just fade into darkness.
Yep.
Trap soul. All right, Raul, I offer you the final choice in this. Is your character legitimately evil? Or are you joining with him?
Yes, I bow the knee, and what shall my master have me do?
All right, and that ends the Tomb of Horrors. So, yeah, that took a little bit longer than I thought I was going to. So basically... this guy is a challenge rating 27. He is nigh impossible if you do not take his dark gifts. For the record, his dark gifts, he doesn't lie. If anybody would have done any kind of, what is that check on him? Basically truth or dare or truth,
sense motive
or anything like that. He's 100% telling the truth. He just wants to gather an army and destroy his enemies. His enemies being pretty much all of creation. However, he is a former... His story is he isn't actually a former druid. He would have restored this to a primal state. Everything in here was pretty much just kind of geared to have you guys die in horrible ways. Without a proper party, and if you guys would have looted the room and defeated the Ifrit in the treasure room, you would have been granted the items to protect you against him.
Hmm.
The weapons that each of the golems was holding, if you were to rip them from them, each of them would have been a radiant item and would have dealt 4 times the amount of damage to him. And he only has 80 hit points.
Okay, then.
If you would have defeated the Ifriti, you would have been given an item that you would have been able to seal him, just completely just ending the battle. However, as I stated, anybody surviving the Tomb of Horrors would be rewarded. Raul found my loophole.
I have a feeling he did some reading.
I didn't say you had to.
I did not do any reading.
I did not say you had to win. I had said you had to survive. So the fun thing about that door, by the way, the talking door that I mentioned to you guys about earlier, If you guys would have destroyed it, it was a child's soul trapped inside of it.
Okay, then.
If you would have, basically what he wanted you to touch his handle was basically just hold his hand to bring him into the next, realm.
Aww.
If you would have destroyed him, it would have revealed itself and you would have been immediately teleported to Acerak's room where he would have turned you into one of his unwilling helpers. You guys could have teleported directly to the room if you would have went through the pink mist in the room of the pillars, the multicolored pillars.
Yeah.
If you would have went through the pink mist there, you would have went directly to his room. If you would have stayed in the reversal room for more than 5 minutes, it would have been permanent. And other than that, you guys got like rid of all of the basic traps, all of the pit holes, all the dart traps and everything like that.
Thanks to Josh, who just evaporated.
Yeah.
That was his reward. He got to die in a metal way.
Right. So thank again, you, I'm Josh. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I knew we were going into a nigh impossible to win situation, but I figured at the very least we could, you know, make it to the true ending.
Yeah, and you did, basically. I mean, there's a way to attempt to, I mean, obviously, if you have the gear, which this entire place is designed to help you have the gear to be able to defeat the Demi-Lich, but without that, yeah, it's like, because pretty much if you don't have any of the gear, he immediately gets that surprise round when he does destroy soul.
Hmm. That's like a trope subversal almost, because we're so genre savvy at this point that we shot ourselves in the foot.
It's almost as though Gary Gygax was playing with a bunch of trope savvy back in the day.
Say that again, CJ, because you kind of...
Oh, did I accidentally hit my thing? It's almost as though Gary Gygax was dealing with a bunch of his tropes, his genre savvy friends when he made this back in the day.
It's so great when you have someone like experience that they can turn the tables on them, where it's kind of like, it's like, I could have kept it that way. I could have changed it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the reason why, like, it explicitly states, ask any player that gave themselves to him if they are 100% dedicated to this. And if they state yes, there's no going back. That ends the encounter. That ends the Tomb of Horrors. Basically, the storyline is he gains enough power by having at least one other strong adventurer with him that with the remaining forces that are within the Tomb of Horrors, they just kind of start sweeping out slowly, destroying everything.
Congratulations, you brought the end of the world.
Again.
Again, yes. Rolo's done this twice now.
But you saw that. I switched sides and my rolls were actually good. They were better.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you didn't roll less than an 18?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to reward your character in the OG mana pool. So what did you guys think of the Tomb of Horrors 5th edition?
I mean, it's about what I expected.
It was good. I mean, it was, I wish I would have, I guess you go in there without knowing what you need.
Yeah, basically. I mean, if you go into it, like, if you're doing a campaign that involves the Tomb of Horrors, obviously you have a more opportunity of time to prepare. However, all that is known anywhere in the plane is just the name is Acerak's Tomb of Horrors. Nobody knows what Acerak or who Acerak is. His name is lost to time, other than the fact that this tomb exists and his name is attached to it. If you would have had any... divine characters in your group, they would have been able to actually fight him and his destroy soul would not be able to work on them. However, they get, as soon as he activates that ability, they get weakness to necrotic energy. So his crazy damage is just going to rip them in half.
Before we get out of here, I'm sorry, Carrie, for shooting you with the arrows.
And throwing you down the stairs.
Shh, she doesn't know that.
Yeah, she did. Acerak told her.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh man, so we're gonna have to separate this in a little bit. There's gonna have to be a little bit of a jump cut. I'm going to have to record a little ending to that, to one of the pieces. But yeah, this is the Tomb of Horrors, you guys.
Wow, I might even actually pick up the book, Tales from the
Yawning Portal. Yep.
Yeah, because the only reading I did for this book was the table of contents, which that very first one, the Sunless Cathedral, is made for 1 to 2, isn't it?
I think it goes through 3.
1, 2, 3. But you can start, I mean, all those before the tomb.
Yeah. Are... Like the tomb is meant to be, as Josh said, nigh unwinnable. You have to get very lucky and also pay attention to everything and touch everything and knowing full well that it is going to hurt you if you touch it. But as Josh discovered, sometimes being hurt by touching things, not really going to hurt, not really doing that much to you. However, Josh, I kept rolling to attempt to summon a demon because of your curse. And I never rolled higher than I never rolled high enough to summon a demon.
Well, that's good.
That entire time, like every time you acted, I was rolling a die.
Nice to know I made you do some work.
Yes. That's the only time I, other than the combats, that I was rolling against you. And like that just proved how little influence I actually have on this. this could be run without a dungeon master. Just read the book. Just read the have the people, you have to separate character versus player knowledge, but just have somebody read the things, and the game kind of runs autonomously. Even the fight with Osorok, like Osorok's entire, because he's a legendary creature and each of them has their own thing that they do, and it is first turn destroy soul, second turn howl, third turn howl again if it recharges, else drain life. Like
rinse and repeat,
basically. If you guys have the weapons and the things to defeat him, then it turns into a little bit more of a complex fight, but not really, you know, if you guys are
it's still prepared, stacked in his favor.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys are prepared though, like if you had all four weapons and also defeated the Ifrit, like you could have easily won the fight. But yeah, it's obviously stacked in his favor, as can be seen by a CR 27 is going to be. so yeah, that is basically he is a mini boss to a CR 30/35 end boss as you get higher up in levels. So thank you guys for joining us for this special presentation of the Tales of the Yawning Portals Tomb of Horrors. I have been your ghost host, CJ. Thank you, Josh, Raul, Jim, freaking Rachel and Carrie for coming along with this little expenditure, or not expenditure, adventure.
Oh, there was some expenditure, all right.
Yeah, there was some expenditure. And yeah, even though I said I was still going to keep things by the numbers, I still did fudge a couple of numbers in your guys' favor because I really wanted you guys to get to the end fight.
And we got, well, they got destroyed.
Yes.
We got there, though.
Probably you died by a hero sooner or later, but yeah, you did some crazy stuff before then. But you guys did do pretty well with getting to Asarak, considering in the first room, you guys, Raul almost died.
He should have.
Ouch.
You guys fucking turn heel.
Every single trap in here is minimum DC 20. So, like, every time that you roll, most of the times that you roll below a 20, there was nothing there. So, yeah, it was, yeah. And there was a lot of times where there's nothing in these rooms. I really wanted you guys to stay in the changing room, though. That would have been great.
Or so it was designed to, like, put them in a false sense of security, like, oh yeah, there's no traps here. It's like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but given how I gave you guys a heads up, and also, you know, again, genre savviness, most D&D players understand, most tabletop players understand what the Tomb of Horrors is. So come in prepared, and I even told you guys, min-max the shit out of it, because I still want to try and kill you.
Congratulations, you succeeded.
Yes.
I suck at min-maxing.
My soul punches Asrak in his withered, non-existent dick.
Yeah, can we just haunt Raul?
Why do you keep punching me in the dick?
Wow, Vegeta, I can't believe all of us have punched you in the dick.
He keeps just punching me in the dick.
Just snarky commentary to everything he does.
Oh.
You shot that guy wrong. You murdered that orphan incorrectly. Why are you so bad at kicking puppies?
Oh.
You know what? Maybe you should find some friends. He's really good at stabbing those in the back.
One of us becomes a poltergeist, gets our hand on a laser pointer.
Oh man.
Also, Rachel, well done. It. I knowing how you were playing your character, I was like, I was going to try and, you know, play, and that's what it says, you know, especially if a GM knows their characters, play to the character's weaknesses, attempt to get them to join Osirok. And if Raul would have betrayed Osirok, it would have literally exploded in his face.
I kind of figured that.
If he would have said no at the final time, then the bow would have absorbed him into it. That bow basically is a cursed bow that has so many souls absorbed into it.
But you got to admit, knowing how I was playing the character, and I didn't tell you a whole lot of where I was going with her.
Well, you said druid, and I know where to get people on their characters' motivations. You know, druids are all about nature. Bards are all about telling their stories. I think if Josh would have survived, you know, not rolling a nat one on Soul Crush, then.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit more tempting, but
yeah.
Losing pick made my character just shut out anything that Osirok had to say.
Yeah, and that's fair.
That would have been the bait. Join me and I'll bring him back.
Yeah, if he'd have offered to res him, that would have been a compelling offer.
That's true. I didn't even think of that one. And I should have taken the hint with, can I reincarnate? But, I only have so much knowledge as well, so like I can only state something so many times before Osirok eventually is like, all right, let the legendary actions take over and start killing people.
Yeah. Rachel hit on it a little bit too earlier when she was like, there's something going on here.
Bad juju is bad.
No, when she mentioned Pick and...
Also, bad juju is bad.
Bad juju will always be bad.
Yes. And all of your arcana checks were like literally the answer would have been regardless. Like the couple of times you rolled a nat 20 on the arcana, I'm like, I love rewarding nat 20s with information. Like the riddle that you guys got, you guys completely skipped over how to actually get that riddle. Which would have made the room with the multicolored lights a lot better. You guys also skipped over a room where you guys were going to fight a Goliath. And with three extra treasures, all of which would have been designed to actually kill Osirok.
Damn it, I was too good at my job.
That's why, if you'll notice when you listen to this a couple of times, like, are you looking that direction? Say yes. Say yes.
Nope.
Damn it. All right. So thank you guys for coming out. Thank you guys for doing this with me. I really appreciate it. I'm kind of glad that Felix bailed on us, so we got the opportunity. Or else Rachel in my real life game would have had to go through the Tomb of Horrors.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I don't know. Maz would be a badass in here. All right, guys. No. So, geekioshow@gmail.com. Make sure that you put Manipool in the subject line. Make sure that you just kind of tune into geek-io.net for all of our shows, links to our Twitch channel, our YouTube channel, and everything in there. You can support this and every show on the Geek.io network, patreon.com/geek.io. And yeah, this has been the Tomb of Horrors. We're gonna be back here next episode with Manipool proper again.
Yay. Huzzah.
And for the record, no, the world ending in this is not going to affect the world that has already been ruined by Raul in the other world. So,
because Raul ruins everything.
Raul, destroyer of worlds.
There you go. You've officially destroyed two universes, Raul. Good job.
Raul.
Now that sound has you are now one of her enemies to serve. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.